Jesus, that was loud in my ears.
What? I have to shout.
That theme tune. Hello, everybody. Good evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Welcome to episode 25 of the Hit the Ball podcast. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
We're having to share a microphone because I've lost one of the cables for the other one.
Oh, because we're setting up in a podcast and there was something wrong.
Never happens. What are you talking about? And I've let, because of that, my coffee's now cold as well.
You're just being miserable.
I am being miserable.
And I think the rest of this podcast is also going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm. Can you blame me, though?
No.
So, this is our first episode in about 3 weeks. And, when was the last episode? What was the last episode called? I can't even remember. Was it just...
Did you do like a little one yourself?
Was it the one I'd done myself? Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Not
fuck. No, it wasn't. No, that was the one I was meant to do last week, but ended up not doing and ended up not releasing it. There is an episode sitting there, 13 minutes long, where I talk, where I just absolute moan for 13 and a half minutes, but I didn't release it. No, Nice Groin Again was the last episode, 13th of April.
Well, do you have a nice groin?
Fucking no.
Oh dear.
So yeah, that last episode I think was full of optimism. But since then it's all went to shit. So after last week, after the last episode, I've done 2 half marathons.
Yes.
A 20k. Mm-hmm. And then I went out Tuesday. It would have been last Tuesday I went out for a run, feeling great, especially after the last half marathon, which was last Saturday. I'd done it in the morning, and then I was out with my mates at night, and it was the first time after a marathon that I didn't feel absolutely fucked, which was really nice.
Yes, not after a marathon, after a long run.
After a long run, yeah, half marathon. And I went out on the Tuesday. I thought I'd give myself a few days rest. Went out on the Tuesday, took my first step, and my groin injury that I had 3 weeks ago just randomly appeared. Came back, and it was very uncomfortable to run. I tried running 3 times. Started running, it was the 3 times, didn't help, didn't go away. So I thought I would rest up. I went a wee late night drive to Tesco. Luckily Blair wasn't ready for bed by that point, so I took her with me. Got some bath salts, got some ibuprofen gel, which is a con, I think.
It's not.
Well, it's not worked for me. Maybe it just doesn't work on groins.
Massaging it
tonight. And none of it's worked. I went out for a run, when was that? So that was last Tuesday, and then tried to go out. Well, I went out on Friday or Saturday, done a 5k, that felt fine, that felt quite good. Saturday it was. So I was feeling a bit optimistic, and then I went out this morning to do a 5k.
At
5am. Yes, I did. And I managed 5 minutes and it's came back. And there is 19 days to the marathon.
Oh shit.
Just over 2 weeks to the marathon. And I haven't done my long run. I haven't started tapering. I haven't been able to do it. So I genuinely don't know what to do.
Don't know
either.
Cutting it fine.
Yes. So
the thing is though, you don't want to hurt yourself. Like, you don't want to push through it to the point that you hurt yourself long term or in a worse way.
No, I don't want to do that, but I also really want to do the marathon because I've been doing this. I've been training for it since September.
Yes, I know.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try some. I've got 2 night shifts coming up, and then I've got 4 days off. I'm going to try doing some exercises. try not to put too much strain on it to try and see if it'll ease it.
So if anyone has any advice out there that's had this experience with this before,
yes, please let us know. Hittheballpod@gmail.com or catch us on Instagram @hittheballpod. Just send us a wee message. Just one message would be nice.
Nice groin again. Good groin again.
Yes, good groin again. So yeah, any advice would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to give it till Monday. And I'm going to go a run on Monday. And just try and run as far as I can. Just going to keep running like Forrest Gump. And if I manage at least a half marathon, then I'm going to say I'm ready.
Scary.
If I can't manage that, then I may have to pull out the marathon, which is words that I didn't want to say, but I feel like it might actually happen, which is sad.
Yes, especially after all this work and this podcast. I mean, the podcast has to go on for another 5 months.
Possibly.
In which case, you're doing the marathon.
So that's where I'm at. Very sad. I have been quite down about it. I've been sitting moping about the house, and I've been really hating on loads of people. These two people on the TV just now that are just running.
They're
quite a thing.
It's raining. I'm just running because it's raining.
But obviously, because the marathon's coming up, you're seeing more and more people out on the streets, practicing, training, and I just want to trip them all up.
Well, that's not very sportsmanlike, is it?
I'm just joking. I'm kind of joking a little bit.
You're a terrible loser.
I am. Which makes me even more determined to just do it. No, I'm not going to walk the marathon. It's not the point of it.
It's not the point of it, but you can still, get over the line. You get over the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't want to be one of those folk that's on the news. I don't want to be the guy who finishes last, along with the guys who are dressed as fridges and walking, just doing it backwards. There's people on the news that... Sorry, what are you going to say?
Just no disrespect to those people, because they're also doing it for charity and they're also putting their body through hell. So I think you should stop dissing them.
Yeah, but there's people. I was reading on the BBC News about people who. There was a news story about two runners who. Oh, we got bored of running, so we decided to take up. What was it? What did they call it? It wasn't. They have a name for it. But juggling while running.
All right.
Those two guys, I hope they're listening. You guys can fuck off.
There's no need for that.
Oh, I'm bored of running. I'm going to make it more difficult. Oh, I can run a marathon easily. Let's just see if I can juggle these chairs.
My gran is really good at bingo, right?
Uh-huh.
As far as good as you can be at bingo, because it's a game of luck and chance.
Yeah.
Right? But she... She gets bored of being so good at bingo that sometimes she puts her card upside down.
Actual.
Are you joking?
I didn't know that.
Actual.
Oh, yeah, no, you're a legend.
Or she'll play two cards sometimes.
I've seen people play two cards and like four sometimes.
But not sometimes she'll play the card upside down.
That's brilliant.
I bet
there are. Like me, there are other bingo players that are like, fuck you, Eleanor, taking the piss, doing it upside down. I'm struggling to see the numbers the right way up.
What I'm saying is, I can see where they're coming from. If you get that good at something, you've got to change it up somehow.
Well, just do like...
But you're in the early stages, so...
Yeah. I think... I don't know what it is. I don't know why this... It's just been... I don't know if it's been bad luck that the injuries happened, or I don't know if it has been poor prep.
Nothing. There's no, specific moment where you said that it hurt.
It was during when I went and done a 5K, and then I got to 4, And all I'd done was I turned a corner. It was like a sharp corner. And I must have just put too much force on my left leg. And then it's just appeared. It's weird. But it's just annoying that it hasn't gone away. I mean, it did go away after that. After when it first appeared, it did go away, and then it came back.
And is it sort of all the time out of the blue?
Not when I'm walking about. No, it's just when I'm putting proper force on it, like running force on it. It's when it's sore. I don't know if it's in my head.
Could you do the marathon in a wheelchair?
It's
not Billy Big Boss dissing folk now, is he?
Well,
I would need to
like do some arm exercises.
Arm exercises.
Yeah, need to get like weights and stuff. Don't know. It's gonna be in it.
Well, I'm disappointed for you. You have been sad.
Thanks, man. How are you?
Fine.
What you been up to?
Not much.
You've been.
Ill.
You've been ill.
I feel like I've been ill for weeks.
Yeah, he's still ill.
I just don't feel right. I
feel like you've shaken off.
I'm just tired and yeah, I think it's just that post night shift, like I don't know, funk that you get in. Like, I've got a fuck off again, but I think that's been in work. This is very depressing.
Yeah, it's quite a depressing podcast. It's meant to be an uplifting podcast. Silly.
Put your radio voice back on again.
Hey everybody. I don't know if I can go back to doing radio again.
I miss it.
Do you?
I like it better than this.
Would you go back to do radio again?
Well, I don't have time in my life for it.
But if you did have time?
Yes.
Would you go back to
probably
it?
Yes.
What's making...
I miss it this season when it's gala season.
What's making you not have time for it?
Are you kidding me on? You're trying to run a bloody marathon.
Just
I've got
say
a
it.
Not a full time job, but a very busy job. I've got two children. Are you kidding me on?
Aye.
What makes you not have time for it? You are just a man who thinks you've got time for everything in your life. Your life is just focuses on you to start with, then everybody else. That's such a man that way you think.
It's because I'm a man.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I wasn't expecting this sort of
turn. What makes you not have time for it? Oh my god. You're actually taking the mic.
You've been busy with the gala day.
Mm-hmm.
Decorating for the gala day theme this year.
I'm giving the theme away. Because somebody else might steal it.
Right, okay. What, the random listener in Washington or something that we've got?
They might. People don't know what a gala day is. We're discussing this tonight, actually, at the gala day. Because unless you're from West Lothian vicinity, people just don't get it.
Do you want to explain to the 20 odd people outside of Scotland that might listen to this?
It's basically like a fair, like a big fair day where people, like, there's marching bands and there's everyone dresses up silly costumes. And
all the schools go out, all the school kids dress up, there's different themes.
Yeah. They have like shows which are actually called theme park rides.
remember that time you went to
yeah.
Wales and you asked the guy what time the shows were on.
I was like, we were in Wales and we were on this pier and there were shows like
London, no pier,
kids fairground rides, and
you just rocked up to this
guy,
most Welsh looking guy,
when are the shows on? And he did not know what I was
talking about. I just laughed. He doesn't care what his shows are. So yeah, it's kind of like a kids fair type thing.
Yes, it's awesome. It's great fun. I love
it. It is good fun. You are the gala day queen.
Yes, I am. Correct.
And the fact that we've moved to Bath, because you're a Whitburn girl, and they obviously have quite a big gala day.
Yes.
Then you move to Bathgate.
That's the biggest.
It's even got bigger, an even bigger gala day. Is Bathgate the biggest one?
Yes. And then our daughter's going to the school that has the best gala float every year, wins a prize every year. So I need to get my wee neb in there, won't I?
Yeah. But then Bowness, which is a wee town Is it West? It's not West Lothian, is it? Is it?
Well, it depends who you ask.
It's Falkirk, isn't it?
West Lothian. No, it comes under West Lothian from my work point of view, anyway.
All right, okay.
And I think it's oh no, it's an FK postcode actually, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. Hold on.
I don't know. Anybody from Bowness want to shout at their mobiles, their laptops, or their transistor radios?
Really?
Well, not on radio.
This no, it's an EH postcode.
Oh, it's an EH postcode, so it's West Lothian.
It's considered West Lothian from, yeah, from on.
But Bowness is a town in West Lothian, and they have something quite different, don't they? But it's the same.
Well, it's the same, but they are just, I mean, I think we're extra. They are extra.
They are so, ultra.
Yeah, like thousands of pounds get spent on their decor every year.
Aye.
And so they were talking about this tonight as well. Someone's from Bowness, and she was talking about the Bowness Fair. So we just use cardboard and glue and
yeah.
stuff to make decorations
yeah.
like here. They use MDF. They pay £3,000 or £4,000 to get like...
For something that's going to last a few days.
Yeah. And apparently in like Bowness, I don't really know how it works, but you've got to basically like apply to be allowed to like be part of it. And it's like...
But do Bowness... But did the fair committee pay
no,
for that?
No, people pay for it themselves so they can have the best house. The best decorated house. Have you seen the Bowness Fair?
Have you been to Bowness?
We have listeners from Bowness, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Michael. It's a callback. What did I tell Michael to fuck off for?
Because he said you were depressing.
Oh, I... I've really proved I'm wrong this episode.
No, he's got to be like, no, you're slagging my mouth.
No, there's bits of Bowness. The bits of Bowness that Michael lives in is nice.
Nice. Yeah. The street is nice. Anyway.
But anyway.
No, they are mental with their decorations. They're amazing, though. Amazing.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like walking into like somewhere in like Blackpool or Florida, or like, you know, like somewhere that's like, and not the Blackpool and Florida, they're the same thing. But you know what I mean? Like, somewhere like professional that's done up like a ride or something like that to make it look like it could be an attraction.
Aye.
Like, rather than just like somebody's house.
Yeah.
Whereas in Bath, get your decorations done last day and they get nicked.
Or they just get
or they get
soggy because of the rain, exactly. So that's what you've been busy with. And that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. I actually can't wait for that. That's going to be. That's the week after the marathon, actually.
Yes, it's I can't believe it's all kind of coming in.
So that's
going to
be a bit of a. As long as I do it, as long as I complete the marathon, that's going to be a blowout that day.
Yeah.
Because apparently.
Oh, we've got a party that night.
Oh yes, we do.
We are going to be on it, like the
so
young team.
The tradition for Bathgate Gala Day for us is bacon rolls.
Yeah.
In the morning. With it's a bit like Christmas morning, really, a little
bit.
We have Prosecco,
yes, or mimosas,
and then we go and watch the parade. Well, we're walking in the parade this year,
walk or watch,
and then we go to the shows, but we're not going to go to the shows this year, we're going to go to the shows before, aren't we? We're going to
the shows, yeah, we don't always go to the shows on the gallery,
yeah,
it's mental. We did 1 year because we had friends over that wanted to join in the shows, but
yeah.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't go to the shows on the gallery.
Yeah. And then we usually go to there's like a pub in Bathgate that we go to. We all congregate there, have a few drinks.
Kids are allowed in.
Okay. They run about daft. And then we go back to our house. Because it's usually a nice day. We'll have a wee party in the garden. Then we'll go to the pub and just play about and have fun and bants.
Yeah,
this year, however.
Just have barbecue. And, yeah, you say that's what
it is. This year, however, we have a 50th birthday party to go to at night.
Oh,
In a very cheap hall.
Oh,
very cheap alcohol.
I'm excited.
That is going to be messy. We should do an episode of the podcast that day before we go to the party.
No,
we're not going to do that. We are, however.
If we come back to the house, we're going to end up sitting down, feeling tired,
falling asleep.
And then, yeah. So, no, we're not.
We're not going to do it. I was going to power through.
We're going to be young, fun people.
Oh my god. I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. I might
just end up at the party in my Galdi costume. Like, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I nearly said what it was there.
To be fair, I'd get away with it. It's quite...
You would, actually.
Fun.
It's fun. It's funky.
Without being like, it's not a fridge.
Aye.
Like, I wouldn't be cutting up there and be like, what did you come here with last year? A minion head.
A minion head. Someone left a minion head in the middle of the road.
So, you know.
That got weird that night.
It did.
Dancing in the living room with minion heads. We've done 20 minutes. We ended up, that was a bit more upbeat, talking about the gala day.
Excited now.
What else have we got planned for summer?
Oh, well, everything. I feel like if people keep asking me to do things and I can't, I've got no time. We're going camping.
Yes. Where are we going camping again? Lockerbie.
Lockerbie?
Which is a random place to go camping.
So that my mum can drive a tractor.
Your mum's 50th next year.
Yes, she's got a bucket list.
She's got a bucket list of things to do, and one of the things is to drive a tractor. What else is on her bucket list, do you know?
Well, funny you should ask. Okay, I'm tell you this.
That's what I'm asking.
Really senior to tell you. So one of the things she wants to do is her name's Kerry. Kerry in Ireland.
Shout out Kerry.
Right?
Okay.
Which is awesome, because that's
like her name.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's something I've always wanted to do, is go to like rural Ireland.
Yes.
And see it in my first show.
That's what I wanted to do for your 30th, but then you decided that you wanted a party.
I know.
I was like, oh.
But that was a great night. I had a great party, so it's all good. I was happy with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what she wants. So she's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been looking at like wee cottages and that. Can I just tell you, Kerry, Northern Ireland. No, sorry. It's not Northern Ireland. It's the Republic of Ireland. For being no that far away.
Uh-huh.
Effing nightmare to get to.
Yeah, because
guess
it's...
Guess how long it takes to get there.
How are we getting there?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The fastest way to get there, guess how long it takes?
6 hours?
8.5 hours.
Is that by plane?
It's 8.5 whether you take the plane or the ferry.
That's probably cheaper on the plane.
Well, it's 6.5 dozen, but you can only fly into like Belfast or Dublin and then you need to drive anyway. What a bollock!
Yeah, it's quite a difficult place to get to Ireland.
I'm just going to take her to Dublin. Tell her to get home. We're closer to Kerry.
Aye.
Than we were.
You can go to Kerry for the day. We'll stay in Dublin.
You're invited, it's just me, and it's gone.
Oh, that's fine.
Can I
just go to Dublin myself then? Go to the Guinness factory? Me and Jeff can go. Just go somewhere. Cool. Well, there. Quite a lot to look forward to then. We're quite Lockerbie heavy this year.
Yes, because of the whole Lockerbie thing. I said something today at the Galdi meeting. I walked in. I was like, "Oh, there's someone in my street," and they went, "Oh, who now?"
Colin Firth was the only interesting person that's been on our street. For
all I was telling them about was I seen some dumb years. Rubbish that I thought might have been good for decorations, that's all. I was like, no, wasn't anybody famous?
Right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, but it's getting quite late for us. It's like 10 to 10.
It's getting late for us.
It's cowboy time.
10 to 10.
Yeehaw. So, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. Sorry, it was quite up and down, but you can understand why.
Life's a roller coaster.
Life is a roller coaster. Just gotta ride it.
Oh, that reminds me, I need to show you the guy in Britain's Got Talent. Need you. The impressions of sinners. It was very, very good.
No,
maybe.
Guess
who he
does. Stephen Gately. I can do my impression of Stephen Gately. Can we do it at the same time?
Yeah. We are going to hell. We are going to hell. It's fine because I like to be warm. It's fine. And on that note,
R.I.P. Stephen Gately.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
GBNF. Good night.